I think people get tired, they get palate fatigue from eating the same flavors over and over again. So I find that one of the things that's really easy to do, which particularly given the time of year, soups are always a nice thing to have. They're easy to make. You can kind of throw them together and let them go, and you don't have to pay a lot of attention to them. And you've already spent a bunch of time cooking, so you don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen again. So making a soup the next day using chopped up turkey, if you've got roasted potatoes or green beans, throw those in. And then I like to add some other flavors to it so it doesn't taste so reminiscent of the meal it was before. So I usually go sort of a Mexican route, and we'll do it with chicken stock. I'll add some chipotle, some cilantro, maybe a little jalapenos, and it ends up utilizing a lot of the components from the meal the night before, but tastes very different.
Can food that is already cooked work well in a soup, since it's not going to release its flavors in quite the same way?
Definitely, you just have to be careful about when you throw things in, remembering that if they've already been cooked, they may already be the texture you want them to be, so you don't want to put them in too early and then have them cook very long and get soggy. So if you're making a soup with leftovers, if you can build a base with carrots and celery and onion and put those in at the beginning, but you're not going to want to put in the turkey, the roasted potatoes, the green beans until the end, because those have already been cooked to where you want them to be.
Thinking of some of the traditional side dishes for Thanksgiving dinner, do you have any particular ideas in any of those staples?
So one of the things that we always have at our dinner is pureed sweet potatoes. You could also do this with pureed regular mashed potatoes. Those can be substituted for pumpkin puree in a lot of baking recipes. So if you have leftover sweet potatoes, even if you didn't puree them initially, you can turn them into a puree and then bake them into muffins, breads, pancakes, and waffles for the next day. And I would imagine that some sweet potato pancakes with cranberry sauce would be a pretty good breakfast for the day after.
You mentioned adding extra ingredients when you were making the soup that you suggested. Are there particular ingredients that you might recommend that people have on hand to help spice up the leftovers?
I think people know what they like. I always like having some Mexican ingredients around because it just tastes so different than the day before. If you prefer cooking with Asian ingredients, you know, you could take a lot of those things and stir fry them together. If you add a little oyster sauce and some sriracha, it's going to taste very different than it did on Thanksgiving Day. So it sort of depends on what kind of flavors you like to eat.
Is there anything you do with desserts besides have them the way they came?
In order to reuse them as leftovers, I would say desserts are probably the one thing that we actually work our way through during the several days after Thanksgiving. Our family is very into pies, and everyone's happy to eat pie for breakfast the next day, after lunch, after dinner the next day. It's sort of our one gluttonous vice.
No flavor fatigue with pie.
Who can get enough pie?